This is Awesome News Daily. I'm David Beach. I try to find awesome stories and share them every day. Here's one now. Sometimes all we need is someone to be kind. It costs nothing to help someone out. Empathy is free, and it's something we can all afford. And for one TikToker, kindness was his first thought for a coworker, Devon Bonagura, a 19-year-old who works with a company selling products at a Walmart in New Jersey, recently uploaded a video to his account titled, "Life Shouldn't Be This Hard. I Feel Bad." The 15-second video quickly went viral, racking up more than 30 million views and making his coworker a viral star. And it all started with Bonagura visiting the break room. He immediately noticed an elderly woman by herself at another table. She wore her Walmart uniform and name tag and sat tiredly in her chair. But that moment for 81-year-old Nola Carpenter would lead the young man to launch a plan to help her retire. Unsure of what response his video would get after posting it, he found himself shocked when it started garnering massive views and comments. As people pointed out, starting a GoFundMe for Carpenter could be the way to help her. And it worked. Within 24 hours, Bonagura had raised more than $100,000 for Carpenter. Days later, he posted a video showing him meeting with the shocked woman. He told her, "They saw that you're a very hard worker. Obviously, we're all super proud of you, and we wanted to offer you the $110,000 that's been raised for you." Carpenter said she would take the money, but surprised Bonagura by stating that she would continue working to earn another $60,000 to pay off her mortgage. She said she didn't think it would take long to pay off her mortgage. "That's what's holding me at work, the house," she said. According to Insider, the average employee at Walmart earns about $19 an hour. That would mean Carpenter would have to work a few additional years to raise enough money for retirement. A few days after transferring the funds to Carpenter, Bonagura released a video showing Carpenter's grateful reaction. As soon as the video hit, the GoFundMe amount jumped to another $186,000. More than 13,500 people chose to spread kindness and had donated. Carpenter told Bonagura she was ecstatic and thanked everyone for helping her make her dream of retiring come true. "That's what I was working at Walmart for, to pay my house off," she explained. Again, Carpenter surprised everyone by explaining that she would wait until after the holidays to retire. "I'm going to help them out for the holidays, and after that, it'll be good to stay at home." One unexpected twist for Bonagura: Walmart made it known it didn't appreciate the bad press they were getting because of the video. "They're getting a lot of backlash, so they told me I needed to delete the video and delete the fundraising page and return all the money to the people that donated it, or they're going to get the cops involved," he said in a video. Bonagura didn't back down. "So I told them to do what you have to do because I'm getting this money to this woman one way or another," he added. Carpenter chimed in, expressing her gratitude for Bonagura. "I just want to make sure that you do good and get what you want, and I'm hoping it works that way." That's awesome news. Thank you for listening. This is Awesome News Daily. I'm David Beach. Go find a way to make someone's day.